really telling that they're the ones that got arrested, not the people who, you know, concocted this fraud, not the people who, you know, sold junk derivatives at AAA ratings. Like, it was the people who were protesting it and trying to call attention to these problems that get arrested. And I think that's really just deeply telling of the way that the system is rigged up right now and the general values of the law right now.
Among their complaint that Bank of America is at the forefront of troubles facing homeowners, Vignes also believes that the banking conglomerate has been involved in some shady business practices.
It's an insolvent company that committed fraud on a massive scale and is only basically surviving on taxpayer dollars. And the fact that these problems haven't been addressed is deeply problematic.
And Chris Radulich from the group Move On argues that Bank of America used government bailout money unfairly.
I mean, they borrow money at 0% from the feds and they loan it back to the feds at 3%. That's why one of the reasons they're still in existence.